This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
So what makes Rhubarb of Roslyn different, I hear you say? Well, Rhubarb's got attitude. Great come-on-in attitude from Sam, Helen and all the Rhubarb girls. Customers come from all over town for food with attitude. Rhubarb's cheese muffins and rhubarb friands might just about be the best in the world. And they hold the coveted T.T. Evans Award for finest cafe coffee in Otago Southland. Impressive? Her Majesty the Queen thought so. She sent them a telegram. Sam Kerr for Mayor? Yeah, right. Dunedin Cafe Society in its finest, Rhubarb of Roslyn. Yeah, she actually did send them a telegram. Yeah, he's not blowing his trumpet. He got it there to prove it. Well, some time ago, I must admit. Her Majesty's been gone for some time, is she not? Yeah, Lou McConnell here for the hour. Another edition of our popular weekly program, Jazz Cafe. Going to start with the Clyde Valley Stompers, and I think I'm correct in saying they're the only commercial Scottish trad band. The only commercial Scottish trad band. Yeah, I think I got that right. Anyway, let's take three quick numbers. Tremutard, I'm not sure what that means. Old Time Religion and I Love a Lassie. It all sounds very, 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 very Scottish. Anyway, here we go.
The Clyde Valley Stompers, first of all, on the bass, Louis Reddy. Drummer, Bobby Shannon. Banjo, Norrie Brown. Piano, John Doherty. Trumpet, Charlie Gore. Clarinet, Jimmy Doherty. And the leader on the trombone, Ian Mingus. We'll be right back.
Tremoutard. I've looked it up and it means too much mustard. It's a turkey trot composed by a gentleman called Cecil Macklin in 1911 and very popular on both sides of the Atlantic. And that version, of course, by the Clyde Valley Stompers. A poor day you don't learn something, is it not? Okay, let's try Old Time Religion and The Eyes of Texas and perhaps even Bill Bailey. These are all reasonably short, so we're not taking up too much time.
Old time religion, give me that. Old time.
Bailey, won't you please come home? And that's finished our contribution from the Clyde Valley Stompers, as I said earlier, perhaps the only Scottish trad band that I'm aware of, commercial trad band, that is. Okay, back in a moment.
Jazz Cafe. A one-hour smorgasbord of jazz from the dawn of the recording age to the present day.
Join me, Lou McConnell, Thursday live at 11 a.m, repeated on Sunday at 4 p.m. Or FM Dunedin, brought to you by Rhubarb on Highgate. Yeah, drop in and see Sam. Sam the Grinch up at Rhubarb Cafe. He's open now on Sundays. If you're a regular, you're probably well aware of that. But, yeah, heck, one of those cheese muffins, his own recipe. As I've said many times, you know, about 40 dozen a week, which is a lot of cheese muffins. Right, brings us to our featured artist for the week. It's Benny Goodman. We had Benny Goodman from 1938 there a few weeks back, but this is Benny Goodman from 1970. And he's got a few guests with him. Lionel Hampton's on the vibes, Mary Lou Williams on the piano, Buddy Tate, tenor sax, Zoot Sims, tenor and alto. So, yeah, let's dance, roll 'em in a medley. Oh, Don't Be That Way, Stomping In at the Savoy, The Angels Sing, Why Don't You Do Right, and A String of Pearls. And that should tidy us up for a while.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was Benny Goodman live. It's the sound didn't seem right. That's an old Decca LP. It might have something to do with it. But, yeah, it might be Benny. Benny on a bad day didn't swing. Yeah, just needed something. I'm not sure what it was. But anyway, that was our featured artist for the day, and we can't retract it. Mr. Benny Goodman live from 1970. Well, we need something to shake it up, and we're going to have Harry, and he covers that wonderful song Green Onions from who was who? Yeah. Trying to think who it was. Doesn't matter. Here's Harry, Green Onions. We need to, as I said, shake it up a bit. Thank you. Green Onions, Harry James. Harry revved things up a wee bit there. It's a Booker T, wasn't it, that Booker T composed that one. Harry just covered it, but good cover. We need a couple of songs, and who better than Rod Stewart? This is taken from his The Great American Songbook. This is Volume 6. I think he made grossed $60 million out of that. And the critics reckoned that he was going to be a flop, but anything but. Okay, what are we going to have? Stardust, see what sort of a fist he makes of Hoagy Carmichael's wonderful ballad, Stardust. And we'll follow that one up with A Nightingale Singing, Berkeley Square. Mr. Stewart himself.
And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Was new, and each kiss an inspiration. But that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside a garden wall, when stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom. Though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love. Refrain. When true lovers meet in Mayfair, so the legends tell. Songbirds sing, winter turns to spring. Every winding street in Mayfair falls beneath the spell. I know such enchantment can be, 'cause it happened one evening to me. That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Ritz, and a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear that when you turned and smiled at me, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. Dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous. I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Our homeward step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stair. And like an echo far away, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley.
The unmistakable tones of Rod Stewart there with Hoagie Carr. No, that wasn't Hoagie. Hoagie was the first one, Stardust. A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. I'm not sure who wrote that one. Check it out. Well, that's about us, folks, us for the morning. I trust you've enjoyed it. We enjoy bringing it to you. Don't forget our sponsor up there on the hill. Without Sam, it's also very difficult to bring these to you. And with a bit of luck, I'll be here next week. And with a bit of luck, you'll be beside the radio listening. See ya.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.